Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Vayishlach. In this week's Parsha, of course, Yaakov Avinu prepares for his long-awaited encounter with Esav. After having to flee his family's home because of death threats of his own, from his own twin brother, he runs away and he establishes a family. And he makes a fortune, and his emuna is tested, etc., etc. And finally, it's time to return. And the Torah tells us how Yaakov Avinu, in fact, prepares for that return. Says the Parsha in the very beginning of the Parsha, it's in Bereishit Lamed Bet. And the Torah says like this: Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav El Esav Achiv Arza Seir Sede Adom. He sends messengers, and he tells them, Ko Amar Abdecha Yaakov Im Lavan Garti. And we know the Rashi of Taryag Mitzvot, etc. Or I didn't become important. The brachot didn't happen to me, so to speak. Vahili Shor Vachamor, etc. And the Torah tells us that Yaakov was very afraid for this encounter, and because of this fear, this is what Yaakov does. Vayachatz et ha'am asher ito ve'et hatzon ve'et habakar ve'hagmalim lishnei machanot. He divides his entire camp into two camps. And why? Pasuk tet, lamed bet tet. Vayomer, says Yaakov, im yavo esav el ha'machaneh ha'achat ve'hikahu ve'haya Hamachaneh Nishar Lifleta, says Yaakov, if Esav wins and defeats one of the halves of my camp, the other camp will remain as a refuge, Lifleta. And Rashi tells us the following on that pasuk: V'hayah Hamachaneh Nishar Lifleta. Rashi says, Hitkin Atzmo Lishlosha Dvarim. Rashi prepares for three things: Lidoron, Litfila, Vilamilchama. Three things. He prepares a present for Esav. He davens that he should succeed. And he also prepares for war. The Ramban quotes Rashi and says that this... Later he quotes Rashi, but in the beginning of the Ramban, the Ramban, almost as an introduction to the Parsha, the first thing that the Ramban says on our Parsha, says that this whole Parsha, the whole story of Yaakov getting ready to fight Esav, is to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves Yaakov, and he'll do everything he can. Hashem does everything to save Yaakov. And yet, the Ramban continues, Ulelam Deinu Od, Shehu lo batach betzidkato, vihishtadel bahatzala b'chol yecholto. And Yaakov, it teaches us that Yaakov did not rely on his tzidkut, did not rely on Hashem saving him, but Yaakov did everything he could in order to save himself. So he doesn't only daven. He prepares the present, and he prepares for war. Yaakov uses every conceivable method to succeed against Esav. In fact, he uses opposite methods. On the one hand, he sends a present, and he says, I'm ready to be defeated. I'm ready for you to beat me. Please take a present so you don't hurt me. And at the same time, he says, I'm ready for war. He did not wait for a miracle. Ein somchin al anes. He didn't wait for a miracle. He didn't rely on a miracle. And this is an important lesson in this week's Parsha. I'd like to take it one step further based on the Bach. The Bach is a Perush on the tour called the Beit Chadash. It's written by Rav Yoel Sirkis, who died in the mid-1600s. And Rav Yoel Sirkis asks a question about Hanukkah. Here we are, so close to Hanukkah. And the Bach asks a question about Hanukkah. And this is found in the Bach, Perush on the Tur, or Achaim Simin Taf Reish Ayin. And the Bach asks a question, pretty well-known question, of the difference between Purim and Hanukkah. He says, on Purim we have a mitzvah of Seuda, and Chanukah we do not. The Bach's a very simple question. How come on Chanukah I light the candles and I'm done? As a matter of fact, I'm not allowed to use the candles that I light, and that's it. There's no mitzvah of dreidel, and there's no mitzvah of latkes, and there's no mitzvah. Why not? Whereas on Purim there is. One of the mitzvot of Purim is a seuda of Purim. So the Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, answers that on Purim, the sin was that they benefited improperly from the seuda of Achashverosh. Their sin was a sin of physical. There are other people who answer a different answer, that the miracle was the threat was a physical threat, and therefore we celebrate physically, and the threat on Chanukah is a spiritual threat, and therefore we celebrate spiritually. But the Bach says something different. The Bach says that the sin, the problem, was that on Purim, we benefited improperly from the Seuda of Achashverosh, and therefore we had to... Therefore, we celebrate physically in the Seuda properly. But the Bach, I skipped a step. The Bach adds a step in the middle. The Bach says that by Purim, they benefited improperly from the Seuda of Achashverosh. And in order to show that they did tshuva, they had to undo that. And what did Esther command Bnei Israel to do? Lech. Knos et kol ha-yehudim b'tzumu alai. You fast. It's only food. IOF, as we say at Shalavim for women, it's only food. And yes, food's important, and yes, we need to eat. But we don't treat it greater than it is either. We eat in order to live, not the opposite. And they had to fast to show, I know how to treat food properly, and that's why we can celebrate then in a physical way. However, when it came to Chanukah, and now I'm going to read inside from the Bach again, it's Siman Tefreshayin, Ukeshachazru b'tshuva limsor nafsham al ha'avodah. The sin in Chanukah was that they were not careful about the avodah beit hamikdash, and therefore they had to do tshuva. And when they did tshuva, says the Bach, limsor nafsham al ha'avodah. Only then Hoshiyem Hashem al yedei Kohanim ovdei ha'avodah b'veit Hashem. It's the Kohanim who said, we're going to be moser our nefesh in order for the avoda. We're going to go to war. And therefore, al kein, na'ase ha'neis gam kein b'neirot. And that's why the miracle happened by the neirot. And ulefikach lo kva'um ela lahalel ulahodot shehi ha'avodah shebalev. Says the Bach, it's a whole different story. By Purim, the sin was physical, the tshuva had to be physical, and then they had to do tshuva by being moser their nefesh, and therefore they celebrate physically. However, by Chanukah, the sin was that they were mitrashel by and the mesirut nefesh for the avodah. And the only way, the only time Hashem sent a miracle was when we first did our hishtadlut, when they were moser nafsham al ha'avodah. And I'll say the Bach, as Rav Shlomo Volbi explains, the Rav Shlomo Volbi, author of Alei Shur, also there's a chumash that is coming out now by his Talmidim. It's called Shiurei Chumash, An Vayishlach. And this is on Daf Reish Ayin Zayin. Says Rav Shlomo Volbi, understanding the Bach, the sin was that they ceased trying b'derech hateva. So sure, they ceased their hishtadlut, and Hashem says, okay, I'll stop my siyata dishmaya, and Antiochus and the Evanim were able to succeed. And the only way they could get siyata dishmaya is when they were moser their nefesh on a gashmi level, they went to war. First, I have to do my hishtadlut, and then siyata dishmaya returns on a spiritual level. First you have to start, and the Rav Shlomo Volbi understands, the Bach, that they go hand in hand. Yaakov Avinu, of course a miracle was going to happen, but only after he did everything and everything and everything he could on the Gashmi level. Siyata dishmaya comes after hishtadlut ba'olam hazeh. They go hand in hand. First you're moser nefesh ba'olam hazeh, First year Mosa Nefesh on a Gashmi level, like the Hanukkah story, and only then Siyata Dishmaya happens on a spiritual level. So here we have the story of Yaakov, and it's teaching us, according to the Bach and according to the Ramban, it's teaching us that first Yaakov first has to do his Hishtadlut, and only afterwards we're able to get Siyata Dishmaya, Yaakov, and we also need to first work in this world, and we do everything we can. And those of us who have the zechut to live in Israel, and all of Klal Yisrael who loves Israel and yearns about Israel, knows that we've got a lot of Siyata Dishmaya to receive, and we daven for Siyata Dishmaya. But this parasha teaches us that we have Ishtadlut on this world to do as well. To be Moser on Nefesh in this world, in this land, for this land, and everybody who lives here. And Emir Tzah Hashem, if we're Moser on Nefesh here, Emir Tzah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring His Siyata Dishmaya on Klal Yisrael, wherever they may be. Have a Shabbat Shalom.